Welcome to Run, Build, Grow, the podcast that laces up its running shoes and dives deep into the heartbeat of the communal spirit of running. I'm your host, Andrew Ware, the Runnin' Rev, and I'm thrilled to take you on this exhilarating journey where we explore stories that go beyond the pavement. Talking about going beyond today, I am joined by one of the Black Men Run Hampton Roads captains, Terrell White, in this episode. We talk about his running journey. We talk about Black Men Run. We talk about the community of Hampton Roads. We talk about having fun on the run, all of these different things playing into why he enjoys this community so much and also why he enjoys being a part of community when it comes to running. And I think as we're listening to this episode, that is one of the big things that we often reflect on is community worth it? And honestly, here in Terrell, the answer is yes. So let's dive into this episode and hear this conversation with Terrell White. All right. Welcome in, everybody. Today, I'm joined by Terrell White. Terrell, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. How about yourself?
Doing good. Just like we were talking before we started recording, man, we are dealing with this heat, this humidity down here in Hampton Roads. I know some of the folks from Texas are probably sitting here laughing at us, but I promise y'all that humidity, it gets you. It gets you. If it's 80 and you got that humidity, it's worse than 100.
Yeah, 100%, man. I am actually from Dallas, and I would take the dry heat of living in Texas over being in the humidity of Virginia any day of the week. So,
oh man, yeah, definitely. So, as we get started here, Terrell, why don't you tell us a little bit? What is your community, and what makes your community awesome?
Yeah, 100%. So, once again, you know, Drew, appreciate you for allowing me to be on the podcast today. So, like you said, my name is Terrell White. I am a military brat, so I am a transplant. I got here because my dad was in the Air Force, and I've been here a little bit over 17 years. So for me, my running community is kind of interesting in how it got started. So I've always loved running. My mom was a track star back in high school, and I just kind of trickled down to me. And for me, it really got started because my wife was like, hey, let's go run a 5K. So we ended up doing the NASA 5K, maybe about a good solid 6 years ago, pretty close to before the pandemic actually hit. And from there, you know, my wife had a child, you know, was stuck in the pandemic, and I really needed to find some way to be able to get some fresh air because, you know, a lot of things got shut down. So, you know, no more working out in the gyms, you know, for that 2 years, and you're just trying to find something to stay active. So a buddy of mine was like, hey, man, you know, come out and run. You know, no one's going to be close to each other. So, you know, we're out there in the open space. And I ended up meeting up with a group of people. And one of the guys was actually the captain of Black Men Run Chesapeake. Shout out to Martin Flemings at the time. And from there, just kind of transformed into, you know, me joining Black Men Run. Eventually, me becoming the captain of what is now Black Men Run Hampton Roads, Virginia. And then it also expanded out into me having, you know, a lot of great partnerships and friendships, as I like to call them, with you, you know, with Run Simone, and then, you know, J&A races. So my community is the Hampton Roads, Virginia, man. You know, obviously Black Men Run because, you know, we're really big on Black men's mental health and just having a healthy lifestyle. But it's also being a part of the community, what is Hampton Roads, man. And I just love the fact that we always continue to support each other. So it's great.
Yeah. And, you know, you talk about getting into running, especially during the pandemic. And so tell us a little bit about that, because, you know, listeners of this podcast, you know, they'll have heard the episode that came out this last week with Allison, and they've heard a couple of other folks who, you know, the pandemic kind of changed that situation, right? Where, you know, what could you do? You couldn't go to the gym, you know, even being in groups, it was really different. And so one of the big activities that kind of, and we've seen this new boom come about, is the boom of the running communities and the boom of everyday runners, like folks who were not getting paid to run. We're doing it just for the love and joy of the game. We're doing it because we want to stay in shape, because we want to care for ourselves physically, mentally, all that stuff. So walk us through that journey. You gave us a little bit of a perspective, but
What was sort of the kick to get out the door to start doing it? And what's it been like for you over that time to keep it going?
Yeah, 100%, man. I really appreciate, just, I guess, elaborating on this. So for me, I think it was really just, I'm a really big extroverted person. And it's kind of funny. I've listened to the podcast and just listened to like different people and their perspectives on how everything is. It was hard for me. Like, of course I had my wife there and loved her down, but I'm just so used to having that community of, being able to play basketball with my friends or meeting up, for a beer or just kicking back, with the family or whatever. And you really have to change that dynamic. So when I got into this, I always thought that I was a quote unquote runner, but I did not understand what running was until, I really started getting in, really locking this in. So, I don't know if a lot of your listeners do it, but I know myself personally, I love to do it over off a short drive right next to Hot Tuna, running that part of First Landing. So me and the guys, we got out there and a couple of our female friends, and, we got out there running. This is like the first big run, that I ever had done. In my mind, a 5K was it. Anything beyond that, I couldn't even tell you what those numbers meant. And it was funny. I was posting a Throwback Thursday post to my guys and actually some of my friends on Facebook as well. And the picture that I had was me literally laid out on the ground in on the side of Hot Tuna and trying to catch my breath. And I had ran, I think I did 14 miles that day. And it in my mind, I was like, man, how am I going to do this? And, as I was building up to get this, man, I actually go back and look at that. So let's see, I've been part of Black Men Run going on 4 years now. So this is about 2020 when I actually did that first run and just like seeing just the split and how they were everywhere. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, to see myself now. And I think I want to say that it maybe took me maybe two 2 hours, 40 minutes to run that whole thing. It actually probably was a little bit further than that, but I could do that now, and I could run a half marathon in 2 hours flat comfortably. Like I'm not breaking, not hurting myself. I know how to properly feel. I know how to prepare, and it's so different to see where I am back in 2020 to where I am in 2024, to where I'm having conversations with new people that are coming into Black and Run or just. People that I've seen at work, as I work at ADP, they're like, well, how do you do this? I said, well, there's a famous saying that one of our vice captains here, Black Man Ryan Hampton Rose, said by the name of Basil Ross Sr. He said, it's your race, your pace. He said, you don't ever want to try to run and do what somebody else is doing. So purposely for me, and I know a lot of people say you're kind of crazy for this, I don't run with music. No music. It's just me and nature. I tell people all the time, I want to be able to hear how my heart, how my body is reacting to what I'm putting on the pavement. And I also want to be, make sure that I can hear what's going on around because, sometimes as runners, especially being on me living in the peninsula, we have to create that quote unquote path of where we're going to go. I'm going to get to it, but yes.
Yeah. And, I think that as you look at that journey and, you see those things begin to develop, it's one of those things where you are there's that desire to be a part of the community. And there is that desire to learn and grow, especially on the run. And I think that as we get involved, those are kind of the things that help to break those barriers, right? Getting involved, meeting and seeing the people. And what that looks like for each and every one of us can be different. And so to kind of bring it to the Black Men Run perspective, because I think there's a huge perspective of what's going on in our society and looking at how a lot of the systemic natures of racism kind of flood into our society. And they've led to kind of the culture and the mission of Black Men Run, which is this focus on movement, which is this focus on health. And so as you're coming in, as you're getting involved, what does Black Men Run mean to you, to other folks who participate? What's going on with this group and what does it look like?
Yeah, 100%. So I appreciate the question. So I always want to make sure I get this mission statement correctly. So I wrote it down. So we are not a run club. We are a network of influence and impact. And what that means to me, especially for me being a part of Black Men Run, that really, you know, resonates, like how it really hit. You know, we go back to Ahmaud Arbery. You know, we think mm-hmm. about how he went running in Georgia, and the fact that, you know, this young man just basically got gunned down because someone saw the color of his skin and said, "You shouldn't be here. Just call it what it is." And you know, for me, you know, it really gave me a different perspective, and just seeing first and foremost others that look like me, and then secondly, evolving the community to say, "Hey, okay, we are Black Men Run, but you know, like we talked before, man, you're my brother as well. So you know, mm-hmm. We have sisters as well. You know, we have people, especially in here, and I always keep going back to JMA because I love, you know, what the Foster family is doing and what they've done for this community, and just allowing us to just behold and just engulf, you know, Hampton Roads and everything. And it is just such a profound thing for me to be a part of Black Men Run. And, you know, not a lot of people know, but Black Men Run is not just a stateside thing. Like, we have our group here in Hampton Roads, and so Black Men Run, which was Virginia Beach, has been in the area for about 10 years. So when we rebranded Black Men Run, Hampton Roads, Virginia, has been here for two. So Black Men Run in totality has been here for 10 years. We stretch from here in Virginia all the way up to you know, Washington State. We actually have a Black Men Run in Japan. We actually have a Black Men Run in Kenya. We have a Black Men Run in England. So it was really neat, and I don't think I got to share that when we went to our JMA, you know, leader meetup. So we did our 10-year anniversary down in Atlanta. That's where Black Men Run Grizzlies was founded by Jason Russell and Edward Walton. Those are our co-founders and our CEO. And there was a peach. I don't think it was a peach tree, but it was a run that we had converged on, and it was just such an awesome weekend. Drew, there was over 500 African American males that showed up to this thing. So just seeing there's a picture. I'm gonna have to send it to you, but of just us in downtown Atlanta, and everybody looked over, and they're like, "Well, whose race is this? Is this racial event theirs, or is this for the community?" And like, it was just so cool. So it was a 10-miler that we did that day. And for your podcast listeners, and I'm not sure if you know, I did not know that Hannah, Atlanta is extremely hilly.
Yeah.
So I got out there and I was like, "Yeah, man, you know, I got my new BMR shoes. I was like, man, I'm going to put these on. You know, I'm going to be decked out from head to toe." And my cousin was like, "Hey, don't wear your BMR shoes. Just wear your regular run shoes." So, which was kind of funny because we're sponsored by Saucony. So I got my my favorite runners out. I'm trying to remember which ones I had on. They'll come back to me. But man, just running that race and just seeing yourself passing up another brother with a BMR logo on, or Black Men Run, or like his nickname on the shirt, because our shirts are you know, identified by, you know, our branding, is just super cool and very neat to see, you know, just another face. And maybe it was not even wasn't mm-hmm. a familiar face, because, you know, I'm coming from Virginia, and then I'm meeting guys that are in Tampa, or I'm meeting guys in Dallas or Boston. It was such a cool feeling to not only complete that race with like my brothers as well, and obviously, you know, all the other runners, but it was just, man, like, yeah, it was just a surreal feeling. And for me and my group, we are hopefully going to have an opportunity to one day host a Black Men Run regional meetup here in Hampton Roads. So I'm hoping that we have that opportunity from our SLT to hopefully one day catch on to that. And y'all will be able to see, you know, the love that comes from, you know, all the other chapters in our LLC.
Yeah. And I loved how you started that because, you know, so much when we think about running community is about like that run club sort of structure basis. But a lot of it also exists in more of these, you know, larger spaces where the way we interact with one another can be impacted when our minds are attuned to something in particular. For example, it wasn't until we started partnering with y'all. I cannot remember who it was now. I'm sometimes terrible with names, but you know, we had some Black Men Run folks come and ask to join us for your Ahmaud Arbery Remembrance Run earlier this year in February. And they just, you know, messaged us on Instagram. But even like before I met you, I mean, I had heard of Black Men Run, but I also did not know that we had a Black Men Run group in Hampton Roads. Now, does it surprise me? No, because of how big Hampton Roads is and because of all of the different things happening, but I didn't know it. And looking and seeing the way that y'all engage with the community, engaging in different ways than run clubs and allowing that option to be open. Because what I think oftentimes it becomes more about is allowing people to see rather than trying to isolate yourselves from the rest of the community by being this small little clique. So what's it been like for you to help to foster and facilitate that relationship? Because I think a lot of folks, when they look at Black, Indigenous, people of color communities, one of the big things that I think the problem is the visualization of what is happening in these communities. And so what's it like for you as a leader in this community to bring that visualization to folks who might not necessarily see it all the time, to folks like me, to white people who we probably need to be reminded sometimes of what it's like for you all to have struggles, because that makes us better advocates, better allies. So how are you leading in that way?
Yeah, most definitely. So even in that aspect, outside of us just running, as we generally do, we definitely have the opportunity to make sure that we are connecting in other ways as well. So things that we have also done, we partner up with our Bonsa Corps going into Port Smith, and while we are down there, we have done walks with them as well. We've helped set up and break down because, you know, let's be real, you know, our community just in general, you know, we want to make sure that people are staying healthy. So while we're doing that that 1K walk with Bonsa Corps, which we've done in Port Smith, and then we've also, at the Bonsa Corps location, and then this past year, we've also done it in downtown Port Smith as well, near the Pavilion, where they had the concerts. And just allowing people to come in, doesn't matter race, color, creed, whoever you are, just to come in and say, hey, my health is important. Let's sign you up so we can sit down and have somebody do a screening for you. Or, hey, we have this truck over here. Let's do this. And other ways that we've done and you know, make sure that we've, are doing our due diligence and partnering as well. There have been opportunities where we've gone to REI and, you know, we've done things with them. And for a lot of people don't know, just having REI and being in Virginia Beach, I think it's such a profound thing and something I give to the podcast listeners as well as the other run captains in the group. REI would love to partner with you. Like if you're actually trying to talk about like trail running and learning more about what that is and how that can impact you and things that you do, they do it with open arms, man. Like we set up a call with them and they were like, we would love to have you. They were like, please come in. You know, we'll let you use our room. You know, we'll give refreshments and some other things. Like we would love to be a partner with you. And then especially with us being a partner with Saucony's, you know, our rep came all the way down. He lives in the DMV area. Like he came down, he said, this is important to me, that's important to you. However, we can help you grow and continue to touch your community. That's a beautiful thing. I've known Jerry and Amy Foster going on for about 4 years now. And Jerry always tells me, he said, Terrell, whatever you want to do, however we can help impact not just Black Men Run, but the community at whole, please let us know. I worked for ADP as a client service manager, and there was a couple of schools that we go to during the fall, the Shamrock, you know, half, you know, 8K, 5K, and full marathon. And we give back to the community by running around with the kids, just making sure that they're fitted, you know, for shoes. And just having that opportunity to being able to do that and give back and partner with other run groups and just other entities that are looking at health and whatever it may be. Like, we're open arms, man. Like, I love the community. I just love running in general. And I'm a big people person. Like I said before we started, you know, I'm a big military kid. You know, my dad was in the Air Force for close to 23 years. So I know nothing else. You know, I know if you see someone that is needing help, you're supposed to stick that hand out, because I truly believe that as a follower of Christ, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. So I don't ask. I just say, okay, you need something from me? Let me help you out, because I believe that in the long road, that's going to turn around and help somebody else out. And, you know, to tell you, as I'm really thinking about it and just how it has an impact, when I first started running, I was roughly about, I don't know, I say maybe about 180 and some change. And, you know, you run into the pandemic, man, you start picking up this weight. And I remember when I really, really got serious about running, I was roughly about 250 pounds. And like, just seeing like a picture of myself, and I'm like, man, like my cheeks are really, you know, they're kind of chubby. I'm like, wow. And to see myself that I'm down to roughly about 235 and some change, like, that's the work that you're putting in. You know, it's not just for me about going out and running. Like, it's about having that journey and then bringing somebody else along. And like, I know yourself and many of us other run leaders, you know, if we have somebody new coming to join, a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to come out because you might be running faster than me. And we're like, no, you're here. You're your family. Come and run with us. You know, we'll take it at your pace, because we want you to see that if you continue to put in the work, anything that you could get to, you can make it happen.
And the focus on running really becomes a focus on sort of the health of our community. And so how are you balancing the health of the community around you? You know, you talk about a lot of these partnerships and things that you form, and you talk about being getting folks out there and, you know, kind of like doing the dang thing. So what's it like for you engaging on that, not just mental side, but also the physical side as well, to help people, you know, live into sort of who we know they can be as someone who moves, you know, as a runner. And controversially, I say, and I call walkers runners, like, y'all run. I don't really care. I want us to all be runners. We are all in run clubs. It's awesome. And so how are you looking at that mental component as well? Because it seems like that's also a big part for Black Men Run. And especially looking, you know, for those of you who haven't seen it, I'll make sure to include in the notes, the Black Men Run, the national webpage. You know, it talks about a lot of those health difficulties in Black communities. And even when we look beyond that, when we just look at our basic physical health and how we're functioning, you know, I'm not someone who's judging by weight, but, you know, we'll say I'm not someone who's judging by weight. And there's also the other health things that go with it, right? Heart health. You know, diabetes, things like that, like and stuff like running or walking, and when it's not about weight, but it's about managing and monitoring those things. How are y'all engaging those conversations with folks for the people who are struggling with those physical health aspects?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, one of the first things that I, you know, really think about and make sure that I'm always tapping in on is just having those conversations first and foremost. I don't believe that we could get anywhere that we're trying to go if we're not honest with ourselves, right? One of the things that not only that I like to do in Black Men Run and just running in general, I like to talk to my people. Hey, man, how's your day been? You know, because sometimes you just don't know. What I've learned in just being in business and as well as just in life in general, sometimes the ones who don't say the least are the ones you probably really do need to be checking up on. So something that, you know, that I always find important is making sure that we're checking up on people. And, you know, making sure that they're saying, hey, you know, how's your day going? Because sometimes the silent friends are the ones who are always checking in on others. You need to check in on them as well. I truly believe that, you know, when we're in these situations and, you know, you always see a smile on somebody's face, sometimes that smile is hiding things that we just don't know. And when those things are happening, it's okay to stop and say, hey, I need a mental break, or mm-hmm. I just need to take a walk, you know, especially when I'm at work. You know, I'm telling people all the time, especially my associates, you don't have to sit at your computer all day. Like, I understand, yeah. like, you know, it's a lot going on. You know, you're having things that have to do with mental health, physical health, things that are going on with your family, just life in general. And sometimes it's okay to detox from that. You know, I always tell my guys, even as I go out running, you know, I tell them, if you just need to talk, here's my number. Like, one of the first things that, you know, I tell anybody that is just joining our men's group or our Black mm-hmm. Men Run group, I have no problem putting my number up on our page. Don't hesitate. If you got to call me, let me know. It's not because I just want to be like, oh, I'm the captain, look at me. No, like, I really do care about you as a person. And that's even in the run community, you know, as we make new friends and we're joining other run groups, because let's be honest, we all cross paths in some shape, form, or fashion.
Yeah.
You know, it's important enough, you know, to say, hey, you know, if you just want to reach out, or if you need something. Like, the thing that I really love just about our running community, especially here in Hampton Roads, Virginia, it's never been a day in my mind that I've never had a doubt that if I had to pick up the phone and call any of y'all wouldn't mm-hmm. be like, oh, well, I can't help you. You would say, Terrell, well, what do you need? What's going on? I'd be more than happy to help you out or get you to a service that can assist you, or get you to the person who I know, you know, that could really get you to where you're trying to go. I mean, that's a part of networking. And I say, for anybody that has ever come out for our run, your runs, or just a genuine race, you'd be a fool not to connect with somebody while you're out there. Like, there's so many people from every walk of life that are doing this because it could be just something that was just that hit them. Hey, I'm running because this was my belated mother's favorite thing to do. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this because I promised myself that I want to complete this. And one of the things I love doing, so every year I run the Big Blue 5K. I'm an ODU alum. I love nice. My school. It's near and dear to me. And every year I'm running the Big Blue 5K, and I'm coming through, and I see somebody as we're getting ready to hit the stadium. I always like to tap them on the back and say, you're almost there. Just keep your head up, finish strong. You got everything that you need to finish. Because, you know, at one time that was me. Man, I don't know if I could do this. And, you know, just having that encouragement to know that someone has your back, man, it goes such a long way.
Yeah. And to extend that community, right? Because, you know, one of the things that I love about this spirit that y'all bring to Black Men Run is it's not just about y'all, right? You have your own goals. You have those things that you are looking to accomplish, but it's about the wholeness of community, right? You can't do this alone. And to even be foolish enough to think that you have to do this alone, that like, that is the only opportunity for you right now. You look out at the community and you see all of the people who are hurting, who are in pain, who need help, who, I mean, they're struggling. And you're saying, hey, give me your hand. And to say that I've seen it, you know, like that example that you just gave for Big Blue, even if it's, you know, y'all are coming to a run club. And how many times have a lot of us in our communities done this? You come to run club and you maybe notice maybe one of your regulars just having a bad day. You know, you got it on the schedule, you know, 4 miles, you know, maybe easy pace, maybe tempo pace. And, you know, they're just like, hey, I just need, I'm just going to walk or something like that. And you're like, all right, cool, walking with you. And you're just like, no, I don't need my workout today. And so what's it like for you? What's it been like for you? Because you didn't, I mean, I don't know. You probably didn't start there, right? I mean, you had. I feel like knowing you, you've had that mentality, but that's not where we start in community, right? You know, we start, right. And especially you talked about earlier, you started from a little bit more of that timid place, right? You're kind of learning your way around. You're learning and seeing what's up. You're getting to know people, and so, you know, who are the folks who were there for you, who kind of planted this seed of who Terrell is in this community? You know, what's the community that you've experienced that's kind of led to this point?
Yeah, for sure. So for starters, Martin Fleming was one of the people who really had a big impact on me. You know, he was kind of captaining. He was the captain, basically, of a Black Men Run Chesapeake before we got our rebrand. And I look at him as a mentor of mine. You know, such a really good guy, man. He's a teacher in Norfolk, Virginia. He's also a part of Alpha Phi Alpha Incorporated. He does like a lot. And like, even when I was trying to get started in this, and it's kind of funny, one of my buddies by the name of Richard Delahunt Jr., who lives up in D.C. now, he was kind of like, hey, man, you like to run? I'm like, yeah, I like to run. He's like, come on out, man. You know, we started running out at Mount Trashmore during an alpha exercise they do every Saturday. And for me, it just kind of expanded for that. I know a lady by the name of Sheila Reed. I think she's another person who's had a really big impact on my life. Dude, she has done a marathon in every state, and she is one state away from completing 50. And I mean, the magnitude of this monstrous thing, and you're just like, man, like, I was at a point to where I was like, man, I don't even think I can get past 6 miles. Like, you know, my wall for me used to be 10. And now I see 10, I'm looking down, I'm like, man, I'm feeling great. Let's keep going. Like, what's that? And, you know, it just always is just so cool, man. Kathleen Brown, I love her to death. She's one of our senior VPs at ADP, and she's also a run ambassador for JNA. I randomly met her at work one day. She's like, you run? I run too. I was like, this is great. Like, you know, you meet these people who have these profound impacts on your life, and you just keep going. Like, you know, and when I met Jerry and Amy, like I said, I met them 4 years ago, and we were just out running, and here comes Jerry on a bike, and he's like, hey, guys, I know some of y'all. He's like, hey, you know, yada, 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 let's chop it up, man. You know, if you ever need something, just let me know. And, like, just all these people who have had an impact on who I am, especially with my running and just continuously growing. You know, my cousin, JT Hell, who is on our SLT for Black Men Run at the time, he was the captain of the Atlanta chapter, you know, where we basically all started. And he, it's kind of funny. You know, I always believe that, you know, the Lord will put your name in places before you've even entered the room. And he, I guess as we started our rebranding and trying to figure out what we're going to do with Black Men Run Virginia Beach / Chesapeake, to be honest with you, I personally think that this chapter was probably going to end up being shut down. One day, SLT reached out to me, and they were like, hey, you know, we have an opportunity here, you know, and we were curious if you would like to be the captain of Black Men Run Virginia Beach. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, man, I just got this job that I was working at the DMV as a manager. And, you know, I thought about it. I prayed about it. You know, I talked to my wife, and I was like, hey, you know, you think this is something, you know, that I can do, you know, not asking for permission, more so just the confirmation of it. And she's like, well, you know, as long as you're not interfering with what we're doing as a family, like, I don't have a problem with it. And I was like, okay, you know, that sounds great to me. And, you know, just what the senior leadership, what has allowed me to do in this, being in this community, because, you know, it's a really big transparent place. You know, it's a lot of military. Yep. And a lot of our members of Black Men Run are retired Air Force, Navy, Marines, so from all these different branches. And one of the things that I always want to you know, always highlight, the reason why we have the name of Black Men Run Hampton Roads VA, go back to the SLT, and we're having this conversation as they're confirming that I was going to be the new captain of the group. And they're like, okay, you know, you're the new captain of Black Men Run Virginia Beach. I said, hey, you know, it sounds all good and fine. I'm on board. Like, I'm gung-ho for it. I said, but we have to change this name. I said, I don't think that Black Men Run Virginia Beach really reflects who we are. I said, you know, when we first started, or when I first started, rather, it was a Black Men Run Chesapeake, a Black Men Run Virginia Beach. So majority of times when I was posting my stuff, it was all in East Chesapeake. But I just assumed that Virginia Beach just didn't like us. You know, you're seeing different run groups, and you're like, well, maybe these people don't like, you know, don't want to connect. And I end up finding out that we were Virginia Beach. It was just, you know, two different things. And I go to the SLT and I said, I want to rebrand this. I want to change this name to BMR Hampton Roads, Virginia. And I said, I understand that, you know, it may not be Virginia Beach, is like the highlight name, like people know where it's at. But I said, you know, give us some time. We'll grow us here. And then we can, you know, continue to go. And I think within that 2 years that we've had this rebrand, it's been such a blessing. You know, like I said, connecting with y'all, other run groups in the area as well, and seeing that more and more run groups are starting to sprout up. And I think there was another one that I just saw. I'm going to try to, you know, partner with them and, you know, get to meet them as well, because they are on the peninsula. I think it's called Run Club NRG, I believe is the name. And, you know, I have to go back and look at that, but there's a new one that just sprouted up, and I'm just like, you know, I'd love to see this, you know.
Yeah.
And just being able to, you know, foster those relationships with people and just let them know, hey, look, we're all in this together. You know, at the end of the day, we love running. We want to make sure that we're having a good time doing it. And let's be real, man. I run for the t-shirt, the beers, and the medals. So the fact that I can get all those in the one day is such an honor and such a blast just to be able to do the things that I do.
Man, and what a testament it is. It's so funny because I was having a conversation with someone at the coffee shop this morning, and I just overheard them. You know, it's always those, whenever you hear the name of a J&A race, even if it's like uttered in whispers, you're like, oh, what's going on? Huh? What race are you running? And like the person was like so hesitant about it. I'm like, look, I said, I promise you, most of us, we're in it for the beers and the medals. Like, that's all we're doing it for. That's what we're doing. We're there to have fun. We're there for that encouragement and to name, like, you know, that's, I mean, we say beers, we say it in jest. I mean, I think more so a lot of times it is about the environment, right? It is about what is there. And it's almost like it's the solidarity of what we're all achieving. And to see a lot of that stuff play out in our communities kind of brings to the forefront those thoughts, those understandings, where when, you know, and hearing about it in your journey and hearing about it in terms of how Black Men Run kind of have organized themselves of saying, like, okay, again, we recognize it's the person who is like kind of the most important piece of this equation, right? We can't do community without people. We can't do community without relationships. And so how are we fostering those relationships? What are we doing to enhance and make them, you know, make the relationships better? And I think that we see a lot of the times that when we have those opportunities to celebrate the first person all the way to the last person, right? It's not about any single individual. It's about every single one of them that crosses that line. And I even say, and you know, I've even said before, it's every person who crosses the starting line. Because for me, that's where my journey ends. You know, when I cross that starting line, that journey's over. Now it's showtime, right? I've got to get on that course. I've got to show them what I've got. You know, that starting line is the finish line for everything. And the finish line at the end is the celebration of everything that's gone into it. And the fact that there's that whole community that's gathered around. And so as you're kind of looking forward, as you're, you know, I love to ask this question of folks who are leaders of run groups. As you're looking forward, man, like, what are hopes? What are dreams? What do you want to see from Black Men Run, from the Hampton Roads running community? You know, what are you looking forward to?
Yeah, man, 100%. So I'll start with Black Men Run first. It is really funny because I'm actually one of the younger captains that's in the group. So for me, being almost 38 years old, I want to continue to see more youth coming in and showing, like, hey, like, I can do this. Like, man, there was this young man that was running the Big Blue 5K, man. He was tearing it up, man. One of our vice captains, Basil, who's like literally like our liaison to every group in the area. He was like, man, he said that boy was flying. And you know, we went up, hey man, you know, how's it going? He's like, yeah, you know, I just moved to the area. And we're like, man, that's awesome. Like, keep doing what you're doing. And for us, it's just continuing to insert Black Men Run with you, you know, continuing to partner with our other run groups, especially Black Girls Run, you know, and continuing to have a relationship with them and just building into the community. And then on on another scale for us in Hampton Roads, Virginia, I want us to get so big that we start to rival stuff like Boston. Like, how cool would that be, Drew, if we could become like one of the go-to, the qualifiers. That's what I'm trying to get to. Lord help
me.
Like, how cool would that be if one of our races, that JNA, as well as, I know that we have the other one, the One City Marathon in Newport News, like, how cool would that be if, you know, the powers that be came down and said, you know what? We like what y'all been doing down here in Hampton Roads. We want to start making your races qualifiers. Like, we see the things that you're doing down there, you know? Man, I tell you, like, it is just so such a cool thing to just see these things. Like, I like to travel, you know. So if I get an opportunity to go to another state and run a race, another city, like, I'm down. And just like seeing, like I'll be running the Richmond Marathon here in November. And
nice,
man, it's kind of funny. So it'll be my second time running it. First time it was virtual.
I'm doing the half.
Okay, that's cool.
Listeners of the podcast are like, "Oh my god, Andrew's running a marathon!" I'm not.
I love it.
Half marathon only.
It is all good, but like even like when I did like my first marathon, man, and just how grueling that was to get through it as someone who was not conditioned to really run. So now I say, hey, I know what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, I'm going to go and crush that bad boy. Like, from the 6 hours, I'm going to crack that bad boy down to, like, 4 inches and change, you know? And just going up there to do that, like, I wanted to continue to see our community continue to build. And I love what JNA races and Jerry and Amy have done and continue to do, man. And I just think it's going to continue to get bigger. Like, there's no way that people don't know what's going on. Like, you know, it's so cool. You know, throwing on like your JNA shirt, walking around, and someone from another city, it was like, oh yeah, man, I've been in that race. It's like, I love to see that. And I understand that JNA is not like the centerfold, but in my world, I feel like that. So I'm like, hey man, JNA is like big dogs here in Hampton Roads, and whatever it's going to take to continue to help grow our community, like, man, I'm down. Like, hey, man, like, to me, as like the numbers continue to grow, and I love when I catch up with Jerry and Amy, and, you know, you see on the website, like, hey, 25,000 people ran at this race this year, man. Before you know it, man, it's going to end up reading like something like 40. So they're saying, hey, we got to make sure like these two races are on separate days so we can make sure that everybody's able to get out there and run. But it's so cool, man. Like I said, I've been doing this for about 4 years of just like running, and I'm just going to continue to build on it, man. And I love it. And I just love the community that we have out here in Hampton Roads.
And again, like, that's, I mean, that is the huge thing is, and it's not even anything other than, you know, it's always cool to have people come in from out of town. I remember last year when I earlier this year, I feel like it's been 1,000 years. You know, when I interviewed them, you know, they were talking about all the folks that come in from like out of the state, out of the country and stuff like that for Shamrock. But even also just the amount of people who come in from Hampton Roads. I mean, that's one of the things I love about Richmond. And that's where I lived before I came back here to Hampton Roads. You know, I grew up here, left for a while for school, and then worked in the Richmond area for a while. And I love their races because, I mean, you know, it's that culture of showing up, right? I mean, it is so huge. The amount of people from the Richmond area who are showing up for those races. And like, that's the whole cool thing is, you know, everybody recognizing and everybody seeing that journey that we're all on together and then kind of committing to it. Like, I know, you know, when I did Big Blue, I helped a friend and kind of paced her through a 5K. And I was like, all right, just kind of latch onto me. Like, I'm not feeling great. And like, in terms of thinking, you know, whether running my best or doing anything like that is worth it for me. And I say worth it as like, did it make sense for me to completely and totally go balls to the wall? And you remember that weather, Big Blue weekend. It was hot. I ran none of the tangents because I'm trying to get shade,
bro.
I'm trying to get shade. And so I'm just like, hey, this is not I'm not racing. I'm out here to have fun. And told one of my told one of the folks from our run club that, and she's like, hey, do you want to pace me? And I'm like, what are you looking at? Like, you know, 30, 35 minutes. And she told me, and I you know, we got her through. And it's those kinds of things that like helps to build up that local community that really goes to show what all of that is about. And to kind of bring it full circle to that Black Men Run perspective of recognizing the way that our society has kind of let a lot of folks down in a lot of ways, and the validation that groups and opportunities like Black Men Run, like Black Girls Run, you know, my son and daughter's elementary school has a Black Girls Run program. And I've reached out to them before and I've just said, hey, like, love what y'all, it wasn't even like, I need to help. It's just like, I love what y'all are doing. Like, keep doing it. Because there is that sense of, you know, how can we make sure that society feels comforting and welcoming for any and everybody? So Terrell, let's hit these end of podcast questions. So what is your favorite distance to race?
Man, I knew this was coming. And I feel like everybody said the same thing. So I'm going to give you like a combo answer. So yes, I love the half marathon. That is probably like my favorite thing to run because I get to empty the tank out. I feel like it's right on time. But I also like the 10 milers as well. Those are probably like my favorite too. yeah, man. our CMO of Black Men Run, he sent out a call to arms a couple weeks ago, and he was showing us a Vacation Races medal for Mount Rainier. And he was like, hey, I have 10 medals. He's like, if you want one of these, you have to run a half marathon and you have to show me. Now, mind you, that was not on my training schedule for that day. I was always supposed to be doing a comfortable 10. I'm already going to the Suffolk Seaboard Coastline Trail. I said, I got to get this bad boy done. I reached out to my vice captain, Vic Whitehead. I was like, hey, man, you're from Suffolk. How do I get off the Suffolk Seaboard Coastline Trail so I can make this thing work? So I end up darting down the Suffolk Seaboard Trail and making some turns through some neighborhoods. And then I ended up like running past a Bolero and the high school out there. And I was just like, all right, well, I guess we can turn this into a half. But yeah, man, it's just such an awesome experience. And, you know, I dig those things, man. So I got me another medal. you know, it's pretty cool. And yeah, man, it's all out of love, man. And I enjoy seeing other people outside running. Like if I see them, I always give them a smile. In Hawaiian culture, like when you do something like that, you tell someone that you love them. So I always make sure if I see somebody, I always tell them I love them. I don't think they're paying attention to it, but I'm like, hey, man, I love you. I love you. Keep doing what you're doing. That's awesome. So it's pretty dope, man. And I love doing this, man. And I always joke with SLT as well as our members. I was like, I'm not going anywhere. Like I tried to get out the area. I told my wife I didn't want to live out here. And she's like, yeah, no, we're staying in Hampton Roads, get used to it. So I was like, hey man, we here for the long haul. So it's cool, man. Like I said, man, I love the community that we have here. I love being part of Black Men Run. I love being the captain. I love the fact that I always tell the guys that they allow me to be their captain. Because let's be real, damn, younger than a lot of these guys. But I mean, man, it's just such an awesome experience. And just, yeah, man. So yeah, come full circle. Half marathons and 10 milers are my passion.
I'll say, if you need more half marathons on the Seaboard Trail, just go and sneak at some of my Strava stuff from 2020. I did quite a few of them, and there's a lot of interesting ways to get a half marathon off of that trail. But yeah, I need to do a 10 miler because I feel like I would love that 10 mile distance. I feel like if I ever run a 10 miler, I'd be like, I'm never doing anything but a 10 miler. Like, I hear a lot of half marathoners who are like, if you enjoy a half, like a 10 mile, that's really fun. Cause it's like it's like even quicker. All right. So what is your favorite thing to eat, drink, whatever? What are you looking for after a run, whether it's a run, race, whatever it is, what are you looking for?
Yeah. So man, I am extremely odd. I was always one of those people who just doesn't like eat anything before I get started because I was like, dude, I don't want to stop in the middle of this run because I don't want my time to get messed up. But as I become more of an experienced runner, I like to drink a little bit of water. I like to do like a little small thing like Gatorade, depending on how I'm running. And then I like the Stingray chewables. The pink lemonade, man, is clutch. That's like my favorite thing to pop in during one of my runs. And then after I'm done, especially depending on how far the run is, you know, I try to get something small. But on Saturdays, man, my favorite thing to do there, Citrus off of Shore Drive, is my favorite place to go. I feel really, it makes me laugh because when I walk up in there, the bartender's like, "Hey, how you doing? Long time no see." And I sit down, and she's like, "How do we know what you're doing?" I was like, "Hey, I appreciate you." So I love going to Citrus, and then there, the Klosky Factory in off of Independence Boulevard is another one of my favorite like go tos to catch a couple of those, man, and a nice apple juice to wind down the day of the run. So yeah,
nice. And final question, Terrell, can you give all of our listeners a reason to join their local run club or their local running group?
Yeah, 100%. I'm going to say something that Captain Basil always says, man, your race, your pace. And it's not to me, it's not just about running. Like, dude, if you like to walk, let's walk. You know, we have so many different variations of run clubs all the way from the peninsula to the south side. Whatever you're trying to do, someone does it. And to me, it's not just about that. Like, you're making friends, you're making families. And the new thing that I noticed a lot of the unmarried people are doing, they're going there for dating. So if you're trying to find someone that you're really trying to connect with, those are the new dating sites right there. So yeah, man, it's pretty dope from what I hear.
What a great perspective. What a great invitation to anybody going and running. Terrell, thank you so much for joining for this conversation.
Most definitely, brother. I appreciate you, man. We'll see you out there on the table.
Definitely.
Big shout out again to Terrell for joining on this episode, for bringing that conversation, helping us to learn and grow on the run together. What an amazing opportunity this to get to interview such amazing people to bring these stories to you all. And, you know, if you have a story, let me know. Email me, andrew@runandrev.com. Let me know if you have a story. I'm always looking for great folks to get on the podcast to share them. If you know someone who's got a great story, that is another great way. Again, I love getting all sorts of different people from anywhere and everywhere. They don't have to be big names. They can be anybody to share the story of what running community has done for them. Let's get these stories out there so we can keep learning how to be community together, especially on the run. And I'd love it if you would just help to support. Make sure you're following or subscribing this podcast. That way it's just right there in your feed as you get going. While you're online, make sure to head on over, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Let me know what you love about this podcast. You can comment in Spotify and the podcast itself on Apple Podcasts. You just review the podcast as a whole. Let me know what you are loving about it. I will read those reviews here in the outro. If you leave one, again, another shout out as we continue to go through for my buddy Chris, continues to leave comments over on Spotify. That's a new feature. So make sure to go check that out and drop one if you listen on Spotify. Lastly, help support me and help support the pod. Right now, I'm trying to help to cover some of the costs that it takes to host some of these things. And so if you want to drop a tip or become a monthly donor for the podcast, head on over to buymeacoffee.com/runandrev. You'll see my most recent goal and you can help to become a part of that. I'm still working on some stuff that I can use to give away. And so if you have any ideas on what I could give away, how I could help, anything that I can offer for your support in that way, let me know. But I would love it if you would help head on over and help out in that way. Make sure, as always, enjoy the podcast. Make every mile count.